Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
This is Tracy DeGeer, and I'm sitting with Tony and Abbas, talking with them about their poster, Modified Nanoantibodies Increase Sensitivity in Avid and Biotin Immunohistochemistry. Thank you guys for sitting down with me. I hope you're enjoying the NSH convention this year. And I got a chance to go through your poster with you, and that poster was really exciting to me because I do research. And your poster was sort of a different type of poster because I don't know a whole lot about nanoantibodies, and you guys did a really good job of explaining the opening to your poster. So explain again, if you don't mind, how a nanoantibody is different than just what you would see as a routine antibody.
So we use nanoantibodies generated from llamas. We call them NABs. So you have a traditional antibody that has two chains, a heavy chain and a light chain. The camelid species, so llamas, camels, dromedaries, produce single chain antibodies. So they only possess the heavy chain. What we do is we isolate the binding region of that heavy chain, and the total size of that is about 15 kD. So it's 1/10 the size of your traditional antibody. So even though it's smaller, you can still use it for pretty much any purpose you use a mouse or a rabbit antibody for. So immunofluorescence, IHC, pull downs, fluorescent imaging, super resolution imaging. They work for pretty much any purpose.
What makes them so special as opposed to your traditional rabbit, mouse, rat, other types of species of antibodies?
So we find that the small size actually creates a number of advantages. The first one being specificity. Because it's small, there's no bulk to bind anything off target. You don't have any binding that you didn't intend for. The other thing is they're not sterically hindered from accessing epitopes that a larger, bulkier antibody couldn't. So those are the two things. The other advantages we see are they're extremely stable. They can withstand up to boiling temperatures. You can leave them out at room temperature for a long time without worrying about it. So if you forget it on the bench overnight, you come back the next day, your antibody's going to be fine. They can also withstand highly acidic or basic conditions, and they still work.
That's very, very interesting. As a researcher, if I were to use a nanoantibody as opposed to another type of antibody in my research, what kind of sensitivity or specificity can I expect as opposed to those types of antibodies in my research?
So the nanoantibody, we engineer a complex molecule or scaffolding onto the NAB itself. That gives us a lot of the capability of detecting using like a HRP detection system or fluorescent detection system, where you have, with the NAM antibody is different because we don't have a secondary antibody. We use a strep avidine because we biotinylated, or we can use direct fluorescence like dye-like for FITC or TRITC. In regards to different, the sensitivity of it, it's just as good as rabbit, rat, or mouse. When you don't have to do the amplification step with the NAB antibody without the secondary, so you're shorter of time. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You don't have to spend time adding your secondary antibody. But the most important part of it is really the that you don't have a lot of species problem where you have traditional antibodies, where you have to have anti-mouse or anti-rabbit, but if then you run into a problem where you go have mouse tissues using mouse antibody on mouse tissue, when you have this mouse on mouse issue with this, we don't have that at all.
That's very nice, especially for a researcher when you're trying to do mouse on mouse, things like that, that traditionally proved to be difficult.
Right.
So in the creation of your poster itself, what was the most fun for you in creating the poster itself? What part of the experimentation was the most fun?
The most rewarding part of it was really seeing how well the antibody kind of picks out the specific target compared to the commercial antibodies available out there.
Uh-huh.
And for me, it was really just seeing how good the antibody behaves. Mm-hmm. Like Abbas was saying before, how robust the antibody is and how selective and how specific it is. But on top of that, is my biggest worry at the beginning of it all was the sensitivity. But in this mm-hmm. case, there is none issues. In fact, it reduced it so much time because some of the traditional or commercial antibody I had to use tyramide amplification to actually get the signal up. But for the NAM antibody, I didn't have to do that at all. It saved me a lot of time. It takes about 2 hours to do the entire process from beginning to the end compared to like 4 to 5 hours on a traditional antibody.
Did that come as a surprise to you?
I was worried about the sensitivity
uh-huh.
because of the small antibody, but mm-hmm. the guys who did the complex and the scaffolding did such a good job of it. They actually put a lot of chemistry and innovation in the scaffolding that completely eliminated. And it was a surprise to me to see how well it compared to the TSA amplification.
That's always a nice surprise as you're going through a project, is to have something that you hope will work that well,
yeah.
and then see it actually perform to your expectations.
Right.
If there was something that you could do to expand on your poster in the future, if you were to continue to do research with this and to expand your poster, say for next year, or if someone were to pick it up and to expand on it for you, what would be the thing that you would want them to expand on?
The one great thing about the NAB antibody is that because of the scaffolding, we can actually put any molecule on the scaffolding itself. So to give us the flexibility, because as I mentioned before, there is no secondary. So to give us a flexibility of multiplexing, you can multiplex 4, 5, 6, 7, or as many as you want targets onto a single slide. Your limitation really is your microscope. How many color can you detect, like for immunofluorescence, for example? So sky is the limit with this type of technology we have right now.
So if somebody were to pick up and do another poster of this type, your expansion would be to see where you could go with the multiplexing capability.
Absolutely. That's the way we should move forward from there.
That would be fabulous.
I think another area to focus on would be time reduction.
Uh-huh.
So we've been experimenting to see, because these antibodies are small, can they diffuse through tissue in a faster way? Can you lower the amount of antigen retrieval? Can you basically save time? Because that's another, thing that's really valued in lab. How much time do you have? How much time do you need mm-hmm. to spend? So to cut down the amount you need to run certain experiments. So that's another area that we do want to focus on moving forward.
So there's actually a couple of different avenues that you could direct this research and have possibly a couple of different posters go from it.
Yeah, ideally.
That's a great way to actually think about future expansion of the research itself. So in looking at your poster, if there was one thing that you wanted people to take away when they look at the poster itself, what would that be?
The one thing that I want them to take home with is how great this NAB antibody technology is, how sensitive it is compared to the traditional antibody. But the most important thing is they are now able to do multiplexing in with the great sensitivity that it brings, as well as the selectivity or specificity of monoclonal antibody, because all our antibodies are monoclonal to this target. And that's what I want. And also, that's what I want him to go home with is the shortened amount of time and the specificity of the antibody.
That's a wonderful thing for them to take away. Tony and Abbas, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your wonderful poster with us. You've done beautiful work, and the poster itself is fabulous. And we really appreciate your time and sitting down with us to do the podcast today.
Well, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.